I've been thinking recently how much thinking I do with writing, like writing shit on my laptop, writing on paper, mostly on my laptop, and how there's no way I could have the thoughts that I do, that I make in my videos or my ideas without writing them down. Like, I have to write so much shit down, and often to go from one idea and make a weird leap to the next idea, that the first idea, the first step will stay there sometimes for days or years before I find that weird, interesting next step that directly links to it. And I can't think like that while I'm just talking shit like I am now. Part of me goes, it's not really me writing it, because I need to write shit down on paper to think things through. And like, there's that piece I wrote recently about the iPhone twig, and then I eventually finished it with my iPhone stick sitting on the couch with it, and how it connects to the universe and it recharges me and all that sort of shit. And then I finished it with, I don't mind having it by my bedside because it'll listen to me sleep talking and then send me ads in my dreams for nature walks. And there's no way I could have written that without firstly thinking of being slightly obsessed with the idea of how our phones listen to us, being kind of obsessed about how sleep talking is kind of an access to another universe sometimes, I think. And there's no way I would have even come up with that if I didn't start following the path of what would an iPhone twig do. And I wouldn't be able to think that in a normal talking shit conversation. I have to write one step, then the next step, and follow the step. And nearly all the time, they're all false steps. But yeah, it's weird. The idea of how a lot of my thoughts are thought on this auxiliary space on my laptop by writing shit down in Microsoft Word, and then following things through, and they're nearly all dead ends. And sometimes I go, I'm actually not that good. I can't think that well. It's just that I obsess over ideas until I go, that's where that goes. And then all of a sudden I've got one idea that leads to the next idea that leads to the next idea, and 1 + 1 = 5. And I love that. I love how that can happen. But yeah, in normal life, I'm basically a moron. My brother is actually really fucking quick at piecing things together, and always it's like, oh my, that's fucking funny. I always get there, but it always takes me a few days, and I'll go, that's where I'm going with that. That's another thing I find. I found working with quick thinkers, they often, and like, so when I worked in advertising for 2 years, there's a lot of quick thinkers, very quick thinkers. I'm slow. I'm a really slow thinker. I thought it was that inhibited me, that disadvantaged me, but it didn't. Because a lot of quick thinkers, they'll come up with their great idea. It's really quick and witty, and then that's it. They don't go beyond that. There's nothing more. That they're happy with that, which is fine. That's fine, and it's a real talent. But I've noticed that, yeah, because I do think much more slowly, and I have to think shit through on paper. And then eventually I'll basically recite it as a video. And those videos, in a way, are kind of a false representation of how I think, because I can't think like that just off the top of my fucking head. It's all written down. And it's often taken a long time to get to the, to go, oh, this idea, to the next idea. And it's, yeah, it does make me feel like, oh, that's not who I am. But it is who I am. It is who I am. I just exist like a tree. I grow very slow, almost imperceptible. But yeah, it took me a long time to work out that that's how I think, and then to take advantage of that as well, because it's not something that reveals itself as quickly as someone who's very quick-witted or, you know, just can think shit straight away. It took me a long time to realize, no, I'm actually just as good and I can actually go deeper. It took me a long time to work that out. And yeah, maybe, yeah, that's the reason why I'm not. I wasn't doing this in my 20s. I was doing this nearly close to 50, because it took me a long time to work out what my strengths and weaknesses were, and turning my weaknesses into strengths, like my laziness and my vagueness into the fact that I don't get caught in the detail, so I can see a worldview, macro vision of stuff, because my fuzzy thinking allows for that. I was also going to say, just on quick-wittedness, and society, the world, culture, rewards that very, very early on in your career. Like if you're 20 or 30 and you've got that gift, society rewards that. But my slow thinking has only been rewarded in inverted commas at nearly the age of 50, because it took me a long time to work out how to use that gift. But yeah, if you're a slow thinker like me, it might take you years before it's you can kind of properly harness it and be, in inverted commas, rewarded for it in some kind of weird ass way. Anyway, so yeah, it's so weird. I don't even know where I'm going with this, but yeah, just the idea of thinking on paper, thinking on the laptop, thinking in Microsoft Word. That's almost, yeah, how I think, and that's how I write. That's how I piece together thoughts, and some little videos that I'm writing, they're still there. I haven't done it. Like, I've got to the first couple of sentences and I'm stuck, and I'll go, oh, fuck that shit, I'll move to the next one. Occasionally I'll come up with something where I go, this idea leads to the next idea, leads to the next, and it's like, aha, this is great, that fucking worked, that was really quick. But often I feel like maybe I've mentioned this before, I feel like I've got a 1000 code that I'm trying to break. I'm just going through every single number to see which number actually works and clicks open, rather than just feeling it and getting it straight away. Sometimes I get the break the code straight away, but often I feel like I'm just going through, try this idea with it, try that idea with it, try this idea, like I'm like a total idiot. Pure workmanship idea. I do feel like that. I feel like often my best ideas come from pure grind workmanship, trying one idea with the next idea until one matches and one takes me by surprise. But yeah, I'm slow, I work hard at it. I'm not naturally, in a way, yeah, I'm not naturally gifted. It's true. When it comes down to, sometimes I just try so hard at this because it entertains me so much that eventually I'll stumble on something good. Don't they say the, you know, 1,000 monkeys for eternity will write Shakespeare or some shit like that? I feel like 1,000 monkeys, except I've just done it over 50 years. But anyway. But yeah, I guess if I did have a natural strength, it's not quick-wittedness. Maybe it's intuitive. I'll go, I know there's something in that. I just don't know what it is yet. So I am going to keep playing in that area until I find it. I feel like I can smell something. I've got a feel. I can feel something there. I just don't know what it is, and I'm going to play in that area. So that's, I guess, if I have a gift that I know that I've worked out, that's probably it. And that gift seems to strengthen each year. Just by existing, you can feel your intuition getting stronger as you just exist in the world and you see shit, recognize patterns, notice the way people will do something with their face and then say the exact same word that everyone else does after they do that exact same thing with their face. 20 minutes later, they'll do. It's weird. It's like, yeah, little tells, they call it, or in martial arts, like they'll pull up one of their fists and then they'll drop the guard on some other side. Yeah, I feel like that. I feel like I've become some sort of connoisseur in recognizing the little bullshit things people do and then knowing exactly what's going to happen after that. It doesn't always work like that, but anyway, I don't know what I'm I don't know where this went. I talked about my strengths and weaknesses and my how I think a lot of things through on paper, because I can't talk off the top. Well, I am talking shit now. I've pretty much recorded this in real time. I've pressed the pause button once or twice for about 10 seconds. But yeah, they're my thoughts for today. Oh yeah, I guess this is the day after Christmas as well, where every day from here feels like a Friday for at least a good 2 weeks. It's a no man's land. It's not even a Friday. It's the week before Christmas. Every day feels like a Friday, and now we're in that no man's land between Christmas and New Year's, which I love. I love how you can feel the sort of relaxed confusion in the air. Anyway, if you'd like to leave a review for this podcast on Apple or Spotify, wherever you're listening to it, I'd love that.